We will be running our Summer Jam children's program the third weekend in August, August 14th to 18th. We now have 90 children registered. Please be praying for those organizing and volunteering. Our youth group is off this summer, but we'll still be doing a few outings, which we will post. At the end of the service, if you want prayer, there will be people stationed at the back of the church to pray with you. Thank you.
Will you stand with us as we continue to worship the Lord today? You can clap your hands too, please.
Thank you. saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, be Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
Thank you, Jesus. You can greet each other before you take a seat. Hey.
Good morning. We have some happy announcements. Roland and Carolyn are grandparents again. That happened on Tuesday. Baby boy. And as some of you guys might remember, the Perreaults, Elise Perreault had a baby girl on last night, this morning. So that was also great news. Having babies, it's a miracle of God. And we're just so thankful. Moms are safe and babies are safe. Some of you might have seen in our materials, Baptism Sunday is happening next Sunday. I think we have 6 people getting baptized. And so for those of you who are getting baptized, I encourage you to bring your friends and family. And for us who get to be part of this great work of God and movement in these people's lives, I just really encourage you to come and celebrate with them as they go through this. This morning, we're going to use Jude to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Jude writes a prayer of praise in verse 24 and 25. Now, glory to God, who's able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. We want to echo the words of praise this morning in the quiet of our hearts to the God who keeps us close, to the God who's all-powerful and beyond space and time. Thank you, Jesus, that you call us by name and that you love us. Confession, Jude 17, 19. But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said. They told you in the last times there'd be scoffers whose purpose in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. Are we being led astray by the ways of the world that look for pleasure by any evil way possible? Let us confess the times this week that we followed the natural instinct of our old selves instead of following the new way in Christ. Jesus, we thank you that you're the way, the truth, and the life. Thanksgiving in verse 1 and 2, Jude. I'm writing to all who have been called by God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more mercy, peace, and love. As people loved and kept safe by God, let us be thankful for the many ways that we've experienced his mercy and peace in this last week. Supplication. Later in Jude, verse 20-21, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring eternal life. In this way, you'll keep yourself safe in God's love. This morning, in the power of the Holy Spirit, bring your request before God. Are you in need of mercy this week? Is it someone else that needs you to build them up in prayer this morning? Let us begin a request before him and then wait expectantly for his mercy. We pray for Tara and James and their family, for the Cron family, for Brian and Rita, for Tammy and Matthew and Victoria, Evelyn and Leona, for Jill and Cynthia, for Gloria and Jerry, for Marcia, Neville, Michelle, Roman and Lori, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, for Angel and her family, for Marilyn and her family. And then some of the places around the world, Laos, Latvia, Madagascar, Iran, Sudan, Ukraine, for peace. For Canada and the United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things you know about. It says, even before the words are on our lips, you know. And so, God, we give you our prayers. We give you our hearts to to do what only you can do in our lives. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let's pray together as Jesus taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading. I don't think it goes that low. Okay.
Today's reading is Luke 8, 4-15. One day Jesus told a story in the form of a parable to a large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to the plant to plant his seed. As he scattered it across his field, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on and the birds ate it. Other seed fell among rocks. Began to grow, but the plant soon wilted and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he had said this, he called out, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." His disciples asked him what this parable meant, and he replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God, but I use parables to teach the others so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they look, they won't really see, and when they hear, they won't understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is God's word. The seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message, only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. The seeds on the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while and then they fall away when they face temptations. The seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the message, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and so they never grow into maturity. And the seeds that fell on the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. Amen.
Changing.
soul.